back in October 2013, Stephen underwent a 32-hour operation. It was a multivisceral transplant, which involved replacing his stomach, pancreas, duodenum, intestines and his abdominal wall with donor's organs. It was the first in the world for the condition that Stephen had, which is pseudomyxoma. So it was, world first pioneering surgery. It wasn't a difficult decision to make for him to actually go through with the operation. Stephen's illness got to a point where he deteriorated so much that he couldn't continue the way that he was going. He was climbing up the stairs on his hands and knees, and that just wasn't Stephen. You know, he had no energy. He hadn't had anything to eat or drink for 6 months before he had the transplant, and it was his only option, really. It was just hope. It was when they said that they would give it a go, they obviously told us the risk, told us they didn't know what the outcome would be. But just that glimmer of hope that they were going to try something and they were going to see if they could help him. I'm really proud. And seeing Claire at the weekend and meeting her, Claire's the lady that's gone through the transplant now and it's been successful for her. It was amazing to see her, amazing to see how well she was doing and how well she looked. And we also went out for something to eat, and it was just bizarre to watch her eating a meal when it was something that Stephen just desperately hoped for. And it was bittersweet, really. It was lovely to see her and see how well she was doing. But at the same time, I was also thinking, you know, it would be lovely if he was here sharing it with us as well. It was emotional. It was emotional in a good way, because obviously I can't turn back the clock and can't change what's happened. So for me to see what Stephen went through wasn't for nothing, really. He's led the way for other patients, and Claire's living proof that, you know, he has actually helped to save a life.